B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Bria. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the corner.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Well, that's partially true. I'm here. My name is Mani.
I'm here. My name's Roy.
So that means somebody's not here this morning.
Let's investigate.
Will that person who's not here this morning giggle for us?
Oh, sounds like a Loren giggle to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not here today. Loren, I guess, got catched a stomach bug. She opened up the show yesterday talking about, in very specific terms, the stomach bug that her son had on over the weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's, no. The evolution was crazy. At like 5 o'clock, we got a text. It's like, I think I have it. And then the next text, like an hour later, was like, if I do have it, I'll be screwed for tomorrow. And then finally, the last one was like, I got it.
Yeah, 1 a.m., not making it.
Yeah.
I've been up all night.
That sucks, though, when you're pregnant and you're not feeling well.
I know.
So, Roy, myself, Mani, and Nicole will take you through the morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. A lot of you guys ending your 12-hour shifts, coming home, and starting your 12-hour shifts going in. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to Kiss 95.1, the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show, the home of the Kiss Cash Code.
Thank you to all people serving on the front line, nurses, doctors, people working in the hospitals, people working at the grocery stores. If you have to deal with people on a day-to-day basis, you are a star in my eyes.
Amen to that, Roy. Your day in 30 seconds. I guess I can go first. I did something really cool yesterday. My niece celebrated her 11th birthday.
Okay.
And you can't have a birthday party.
No, you cannot.
So we did a drive-over birthday party where all the cars, all of her friends lined up in cars. And she sat on the front lawn. And everybody came through, honked their horn, had signs, threw glitter, threw cards. We put birthday cards into a a plastic bag, mm-hmm. and Amanda tossed them out the window to her.
Okay.
And we said,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We said, hey, Riley, we have a sign for you. We want you to have the sign that says happy birthday. So she got close to the car, you know, keep it within the safe CDC distance. And we sprayed her with silly string, except Dean didn't have his pointed the right way, and it sprayed my wife in the passenger seat in the back of the head.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's like, sorry. She's like, Dean, you're spraying me. Spray your cousin.
But that's good.
Where we're at now, man, for birthdays and stuff. So that was a lot of fun. What about you? What did you do yesterday?
I got this, like, I don't know how to describe it, but you put it on your finger, and it's supposed to tell you how much oxygen your lungs are getting.
Oh, yeah, yep.
It's what, like, Andy Cohen and all these other people have been just, you know, boasting about how when they've had coronavirus, they were able to monitor their symptoms with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, below a certain number, you need oxygen. Like, you need someone to give you oxygen. So I put it on, and of course, I'm fine, and I make a joke on how I'm fast my heart rate is because I'm a bigger guy. And then we put it on Sterling, and the dang thing starts beeping below the number. And I just kind of, I stare at him, and I'm like, what do we do?
You like, take a new reading.
Yeah, I was like, do we take you to the hospital? Him and I both, I was like, you got corona. Like, that's what this is. You got the corona. And then, of course, we took it off, and we put it back on, and the reading came back to normal. But there was a moment that it was like, you got it. Like, you have the virus.
That's crazy. I felt like yesterday on our, you know, roller coaster days was a good day.
Okay.
A lot of reports came out saying that new models are showing that North Carolina might have fewer cases and fewer deaths than previously thought. Now, of course, it's a model, But I'll take any positive news at this point.
I know, but it's every day. It's like they'll do one thing one way and then completely up to the other. Because yesterday I also read that North Carolina is not allowing people who have mild symptoms to be tested, which tells me there's a lot more people that have it.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You know? I know. Like, I literally just can't wait for, like, you know, and of course the scientists and all the experts are working, you know, fast on a cure and an antivirus for it and, you know, making sure that we have the right tests. But, mm-hmm. like, I can't wait for the whole, like, book, you yep. know, and the whole review because Congress will review everything.
Of course. There'll be some commission and they're going to actually figure out how many people had it.
And will it come out to the point where they're like, we knew more people had it, but we knew they would survive it. Like, I wonder Probably. If that's something that would come out. That's scary.
Probably, right?
You know? I guess, yeah. but I don't know. It's amazing, Roy. We're almost a month into this thing, and I still don't understand it. It's the craziest thing.
It really is. I would have thought by now we would have had something. I don't know. I guess in my mind, when I always thought about, like, pandemics, I always thought we were more prepared.
Yeah. I know. And, you know, you can say what you want about the current president. I know, like, 50% of our audience probably loves him. 50% of the audience doesn't.
I don't even think it's his fault.
No, I believe it's like even presidents before that, because I was reading yeah. something from, I want to say, the Washington Post or New York Times that somebody posted on Twitter, and it was verified, you know, a verified reporter who said, you know, it's easy to point the finger at 45, but President Bush and President Obama also didn't stockpile a ton of ventilators and masks. Now, I'm going to get a text message sent here that says that's wrong, but I'm just telling you what I read. And I was like, well, that's a good point. You know, maybe we as a country entirely could have done a better job.
Sure. So. Sure. Yeah, I mean, and like, I guess maybe stop it. I guess taking it more serious back in, like, January and February.
That's true, too. You
because,
know?
I mean, we asked Dr. Sam. She's a microbiologist over at UNCC, and we had her in the studio back in, like, February when this wasn't that big of a deal.
Right, for something completely separate to tell us who the germiest person on the show was.
And then I find out, but through talking to her, that she expected this months ago. And I'm like, I was making fun of this months ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, because it was always like, it's in China. Yeah. Like, it's over there.
Yeah, and she initially said, like, when we asked her about it, she goes, listen, avoid large groups. Wash your hands if you're around a large group. Don't cough on each other, you know. But she yeah. believes that 24/7. Like, she thinks every time you touch a doorknob, regardless of COVID-19, this microbiologist from UNCC thinks that you should wash your hands all the time anyway. Wash your fruit. Wash everything. Yeah. Don't wear your clothes without washing them for the first time, you know.
Guess what? From now on, guess what I'm doing? That.
Taking a shower every day. Yep. Good for you, Roy. We're proud, bud.
All right.
Hey, let's do a quick break. We'll come back. Of course, we got the KISS cash code, $500 for you at 8 a.m. this morning. But there's something important that we need to discuss, bud. And I don't know if anybody listening right now is dealing with this, but just as hard as it is to quarantine with your wife, who might normally go to work, and you're both home with the kids trying to figure out life, what about those people that are quarantining by themselves? Like, how are you guys coping with that? And maybe if someone is driving into work right now, or you're heading back home, if you're someone who is just doing the whole self-isolation thing alone, can you give us a shout and let us know, like, what that is? It heaven to be alone all the time?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
$500 this morning could be yours. Some quarantine cash for you. 8 a.m., the KISS cash code kicks off. And then we give you 7 times a day to win $500. Make sure you're listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show 8 a.m. this morning for the code word that gives you $500.
If you're one of our listeners in South Carolina, non-essential businesses across South Kakalaki is going to be closed Monday in response to the new order from the governor. I know North Carolina has been doing that, but the governor is going to be doing that in South Carolina now.
Okay. We were talking about coping with self-isolation when you live alone. We've had a lot of conversation about living with your husband because Loren, who's not feeling well today, she's off with a stomach bug. But, like, her, Dallas, her au pair, her son Cash, and she's carrying a child. They're all in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, did you see the video that I posted that was posted yesterday? Me delivering her pregnancy ball from work.
No, I didn't. How'd it go?
You got to go look at it. I think it's at the MRL show on her Insta. If not, it's at Radio Maney, or Maney Radio. I put the ball in the back of my Jeep, popped the back open on my Cherokee, and like drove forward and then stopped, and the ball just bounced out, and I drove away. Perfect social distancing. I dropped it like a dump truck.
That's so stupid.
I know. But you should go see the whole video, because Nicole and I kicked it out of the whole entire building. We didn't want to touch it, so we played soccer the whole way out. That's all on video, and then the delivery is there, too. But so we've talked a lot about how my wife usually works, you know, all day long, and then she travels, and the kids are at school. So everybody's life is different right now. And we always come at it here on the Maney, Roy, and Lauren show from our own experiences, which is with our family. But what about people that live alone, Roy? I mean, you have Sterling. Nicole's got her roommate girlfriend, Kylie.
Yeah. How are you handling being alone during quarantine? Now, I remember when I was single, I loved being alone. There was nothing more that I enjoyed as being alone.
I know.
Doing what I wanted to do. Whenever I wanted to do it. But at some point, though, I mean, we're 3-4 weeks in, 4 weeks into this quarantine. At some point, you're craving social interaction.
Yeah, so a website called Metro put out a little coping with self-isolation story when you're dealing with the COVID-19. The psychiatrist says, make sure you stay in touch with your friends and family via whatever platform or device of technology you have. Set up a lunchtime or after work drinks, video chat with fellow coworkers while you're stuck at home. Even though you're doing it from a digital platform, the connection and interaction with real humans is important during these times if you're self-quarantining.
You know, me and my sister were on the phone yesterday, and we're going to develop a new rule as this quarantine continues, especially for someone like me who's immunocompromised, who I'll probably be slower getting back to normal life than other people, do more video chats like with the family. Because before, you know, I'd like call my mom.
Yeah.
You know, and say, hey, what's going on? Or I'll call my sister. But now we're going to just every time we're just going to replace the phone call with the video call.
Like maybe a little more long form. Spend a little more time.
Friday at noon, I have a lunch cocktail hour with my sister.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you're doing some self-isolation where you're just doing your whole quarantining thing alone, the psychiatrist also says structure is important, a daily routine, physical exercise, brain activities, as well as practical activities and work. And then the last thing is keep calm. Do you keep a journal or practice mindfulness? If your answer is yes, then start doing it more. If your answer is no, according to the psychiatrist, then you probably need to start doing it. Give yourself space and time to have fun. Allow yourself some mindless. Forget about all that crap going on in the world. Guilty pleasure. Fun. So whatever that is. For me, that's like playing PlayStation. It's mindless for me. I'm playing a hockey team. Yeah, I'm playing a hockey league right now, and I'm in the playoffs, Roy, and I'm so excited to go home and play later today. That's okay. My day. So that's self-isolation. We got a text message from 704 that said, self-quarantine alone sucks. I feel like making sock puppets, so I have someone to talk to.
Oh, that's good. Smiley faces on your fingers. You'll have five friends.
Hey, coming up in less than 10 minutes, if you are at home and you're binging, a new show that everyone's freaking out about has added a bonus episode. We've got the details for you in about 7 minutes.
With Maney, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Lorraine is out today with a stomach bug. I think she jinxed herself. She was talking about how her son had it, and then she got it last night. But anyway, Roy and I are here with you today, and producer Nicole is also here.
Yes. Also, we have good news coming up in about 10 minutes with all the news about COVID-19. Sometimes you just need some good news to put a smile on your face, so that's going to be coming your way. But let's talk about the show that everyone loves, everyone craves, everyone's talking about. That's Tiger King on Netflix. Jeff, who's currently the owner of Joe Exotic's Park and operating it, he would on Cameo and release this video. Did I hit you too quick with the...
You caught me off guard.
I'm so sorry about that.
When I walk out of here, am I going to be...
Oh, you know what I did? Jeff didn't say anything, dude. I should have told you this. I'm sorry. I deleted Jeff's clip because all Jeff was saying is what you were going to say, which is that a new episode's coming.
Okay. My bad.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
So Jeff said a new clip, new episode on Netflix is coming. However, there are people who say it's not coming.
Really?
Yeah. So Jeff on Cameo, when he was doing a cameo for someone, said that they're going to be here tomorrow, which tomorrow was Sunday for him, Sunday, and that they were going to be recording another episode to that then be released this week on Netflix. Now, we've, of course, reached out to Netflix for comment. Netflix, of course, ain't returning our little phone calls. However, some people are saying, how can a production crew be practicing social distancing and filming during a time like this? That's, like, number one. And number two, how can they quickly film just Sunday and release it this week? How is that turnaround? Unless they're just getting one interview and they're splicing together old footage.
Potentially, because I found an article from Entertainment Weekly, which is a pretty good source, that says an unofficial limited series similar to the Netflix hit docuseries is going to be airing on Investigation Discovery. Oh, this is a different thing? British Nicole just said.
It's a different thing altogether. Well, I've already watched. If you go on YouTube, there's actually another documentary about Joe Exotic. I was watching that. I mean, the guy's...
Can we just play the audio of him?
Yeah.
Here he is from jail. This is great. And the audio of it, Roy, is crazy because, you know, you and I are crazed about how audio should sound because we're in the radio business, the audio business. Listen to this.
When I walk out of here, am I going to be as crazy as I was before? That will never change. You know, it would be nice if I could actually see me being famous out there, but I've seen the same four walls for a year now. It's now time to turn the tables and get out of jail, a free man, and exonerated from all these charges.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got things to talk about. Get me out of this jail cell, and I'll show you that Carol Baskin's husband was indeed fed to the tigers. I've been looking at these four walls for the last year, and I know everything about Carol Baskin. Joe, you're in jail because of the whole Carol Baskin thing. The last thing you want to do is come out of jail and start going after her. Free me so I can prove that Carol Baskin killed her husband.
And he just says more incriminating things. When I get out of here, she's going to go down for this. Like,
shut up. Right now, Carol Baskin's got five people that I hired head towards her. No, Joe. Bad. I love the music. Oh, my God. What?
You know, it would be nice if I could actually see me being famous out there, but I've seen the same four walls for a year now.
He wants to be famous so bad.
I know.
That Joe Exotic.
He's being told by everyone that he's famous. Also, by the way, Vanity Fair, which is the one who is kind of shooting holes in this theory, also says it's very convenient that Jeff announced this through Cameo, when it was also kind of promoting his Cameo.
So. Okay.
Yeah, so I personally hope. I mean, the executive producer for the show did say that they had a lot more footage of Tiger King that's just in their archives. So maybe they'll maybe there's some truth to it. They're going to throw something together.
Maybe if you believe Jeff Lowe, the other guy from the show. So. All right, Roy, let's take a quick break. Let's come back and do some good news. We love hearing good news and trying to stay positive in these times.
Yes, you're going to want to hear some good news. And it involves everything from a wedding to a high school prom to more companies helping out. And it's all coming up in 5 minutes.
Hey, what's up? This is Joe Exotic, and you're listening to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Not Carol Baskin.
And Carol Baskin, you better not be listening.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Somebody sent a text message and said, y'all need to be more positive. 98% of the people are surviving the coronavirus. Okay.
Well, I felt like we were pretty positive.
Listen, the one thing you're going to get from us is honesty. And I think just like everybody else in the world, we have days where we're positive and days where we're feeling down.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you were so flipping happy every day over coronavirus. I can't do that.
So. Well, give us some good news, Roy. I love this segment. You talk about stuff that's happening locally and nationally that we could get a smile on our face.
Yes, BP is offering 50 cent a gallon gas discount to first responders, healthcare workers during the coronavirus pandemic.
Fantastic.
I love that they're saying you got to take care of those who are taking care of you. So, you got to think, if gas prices are like, what, $1.70 right now?
I paid $1.79 on Independence Boulevard the other day, yeah?
$1.79, that's a huge discount for our first responders, so good for them. In Huntersville, newlyweds celebrated their wedding on Zoom. Instead of canceling their wedding, which was scheduled to be during the coronavirus pandemic, their guests, more than 100, watched through the video conference of Zoom. Now, of course, the husband and wife, they were together. They weren't in separate locations. They
social distance.
They kissed. No, they didn't. They kissed and they did all that. I mean, they were quarantining themselves. But everyone else didn't attend. They just watched online, which was really, really cool. An interesting similarity to this situation involving a high school seniors in Charlotte. Evidently, prom was supposed to be Friday night. Mm-hmm. So they dressed up in their prom dresses and did a video conference with the friends.
That's really cool. Remember we talked about it last week, how women were recycling their wedding dresses.
Mm-hmm.
A mom had posted on Insta that her kids had asked her to put her wedding dress on, and she did, and then that made other women go and get their wedding dresses out, because what better time to wear them than when you're at home in quarantine? You're never going to wear them again.
I know. It's very cool. It's Davidson Day seniors put on their prom dresses. They got on Zoom, and they video conferenced, and they talked, and they hung out, and they had all sorts of fun. I'd imagine we're going to see a lot more people do that as the prom season moves closer. I do imagine that.
Yeah, and also, we have something really cool planned for the month of May with teachers and students and graduations, but we'll get into that later.
I think this is pretty good news. CMPD says more than 1,400 reports made for stay-at-home violations to their 311 line and the web and app. More than 1,400 reports, and then they even said that I think there were 8 arrests made and 13 citations.
In Met County?
Yeah.
Wow.
From Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department. So people are violating the rules and the police department's cracking down.
We gave that number out several times yesterday. Do you think that maybe we are part of the spike in calls?
Yes. I think that it was. I don't think that phone line was ringing. And then we started announcing 311. And I think either Loren and a bunch of other people just, you know, hammered them with phone calls.
Oh, that's funny.
But that's your good news. Of course, we do got some other good news that we've been reporting on every day, like Monday Day Distillery is now joining the company is making hand sanitizer. There's a woman in Indian Trail making face masks for hospitals, but we've been talking about that every day. I thought I could throw in something different.
Good. All right. Thanks, Roy. If you have any good news that you want to share, you can email Roy at kiss951.com, or you can always text us and get in touch with us, 704-570-9595.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Well, I booked Chelsea to come on with us today because she DM'd us about an issue she's having with her best friend and the best friend's boyfriend. And I thought Loren was going to be here, but she's out with a stomach bug.
Okay.
So, but I think we really need a female perspective on this. So make sure you're listening. If you're a woman, maybe you can help us out. Chelsea's going to join us. It's a segment that we've done before. We're bringing it back. It's called Should She? And Chelsea wants to know, should she tell her best friend that her boyfriend wants to propose to her? But there's way more to the story.
Okay, as I say, typically that's a big no.
There's way more to the story, and we'll explain everything coming up after 7 with Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren is out today. She was yesterday opening the show talking about how her son had a stomach bug, and now it appears that she has the stomach bug. So, she is not joining the Manny One of the Ren show. But don't worry, you get me, Roy, and we have Manny.
Producer Nicole is here too, and we've got, of course, $500 for you with the Kiss Cash Code coming up in under an hour from now. But, right, Roy, but we did something called Should She before, and somebody wants to do it again.
Okay, let's bring in Chelsea. Welcome to the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, Chelsea. You shot us a DM. I expected Loren to be here to give you some good, solid female advice on what to do. Maybe producer Nicole can jump in and give you some advice. But listen up, you guys, MRL fam. We have to help Chelsea. Go ahead. What's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's going on in your world?
So my best friend is self-quarantining because her she's a coworker that tested positive for the, you know, COVID-19 thing.
Yeah, I know that thing.
Yeah, you've heard it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's been 9 days, and thankfully she's not showing any signs, so we're not, you know, super worried, but we're just, like, being safe. But the question I have is because my friend's boyfriend wants to propose to her through the window.
Oh, did he, like, come to you and tell you this?
Yeah. He was like, I've got this great idea. And I was like, ooh. Because it's, I guess, like, romantic if you're, like, watching a movie or something. But
I was about to say, Chelsea, it reminds me of that one movie. Where he's standing outside the house with the
Say Anything, Roy.
Say Anything with the radio. Trying to get her attention. Yeah.
So I think it's just like, it's like something that, like, she would, I think, be really excited to, you know, marry him, but I don't think this is how she wants to be proposed to. And I'm just not really sure if I should tell her boyfriend or, like, just kind of stay out of it or, like, tell my friend it's coming. I don't really know what to do.
All right, on this edition of Should She, basically Chelsea wants to know, should she tell the boyfriend not to do the proposal through the window, wait for all this smoke to clear, which could be, according to new statistics, sooner than we thought originally. Yeah. Or the other thing I guess you could do is also give your bestie a heads up and say, hey, your boyfriend's coming to the window. I just wanted to tell you so you... I don't know what, I mean, does she have a whole fairy tale proposal in her mind, do you think?
Yeah, she's kind of alluded to it. Like, she would want, like, her parents there and her friends, like, you know what I mean? Like, she was like, she wants it to be, like, a big party and, like, a celebration. And, like, you just can't really do that right now. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
If you can give our friend Chelsea some advice, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595, should she... is the radio a segment that we're doing. I don't know. I'm also conflicted because how cool of a story is it to get proposed to during literally once in a generation of the event when we're under quarantine. That's a story right there.
That's true. Do you think your bestie who's in quarantine now for 9 days with five more to go would find that interesting?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I've just been, like, assuming, like, every time I talk to her or FaceTime her, she's just, like, in sweatpants with dirty hair, and I don't know that, like, that's how anybody wants to be, like, forever will you be my person.
Yeah.
Right.
Sweatpants. You know what I mean? Like, you want to make it nice. I don't know.
Yeah. Text message came in from 980 said, I definitely don't think proposing through a window during quarantine is the best idea because if my boyfriend did it, I would be highly upset.
Really?
Producer Nicole, what do you think?
I would not want to be proposed to like that.
No?
No. And, like, I would love for one side of me to be like, oh, that's sweet. Love is all that matters. But no. That's a story that you tell your proposal story to, like, your grandkids. And I don't think that every time you tell the story, you have to explain a whole pandemic. I think that's...
Ooh, good point. Weird. It's got a negative connotation behind it. Kind of like when I proposed to my then girlfriend, now wife, at her dad's tombstone. on her dad's grave. Remember that, Roy? That wonderful story that you find funny that, you know, forever I'll have to say, I was at her dad's grave site and I got down on a knee and proposed to her. And then, but now on the flip side, we're getting other text messages like 704 says it's romantic. Here's another one that says, oh, my God, it's the best you could do during these times. It might brighten her day after being in quarantine for 14 days. I would think it would brighten her day.
I'd hope.
Yeah.
But then how about this? She says yes. It's not like you can run and kiss each other and hang out.
That's true, Chelsea. I mean, what's the dude's plan? Is he going to leave the ring on the windowsill and then back away 6 feet and let her open the window and get it?
I mean, I think so. I think he thought he was like considering doing it when it's like her last day so that he could like kiss her or something. But still, I don't know.
All right, we got some calls coming in.
Logistics.
We want to talk to Chelsea. Help us out here. Loren's not here today, so we need some expert women advice. What should Chelsea do on this, should she?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mania War of the Rent Show on KISS.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, KISS 95.1, Mani, Roy, and Loren. Loren not in today. She's got a stomach bug, so she is sleeping in, I imagine. We're doing a little segment, Roy, called Should She? With Chelsea. Yes.
We have Chelsea on with the Mania War of the Rent Morning Show, and Chelsea says that her friend is, of course, self-isolating, and her boyfriend wants to propose, but through the window.
So your friend is showing no symptoms, but it's because she's isolating because a coworker was positive to COVID-19. Yeah. Is that right? Okay. We're getting a lot of text messages from people who are basically saying stay out of it, but the boyfriend came to you and asked you if it was a good idea.
Yep.
Well, we got a text message from 727 that says this is something you dream up. If she has a dream and an idea and it doesn't live up to it, then she may have negative thoughts looking back too. I'd hate for COVID-19 to overshadow the story 10 years from now.
Well, what's your heart telling you, Chelsea?
Honestly, I'm honest. I mean, I called y'all because I was so confused just because I think that if they could touch, I would be like, you know what? It'll be okay. But I do think it'd be like a thing where you holler at someone, do you want to marry me? And they're like, yeah, because she'll say yes. And then what? I just think that I think I need to just talk to him and be like, I love the idea. I think it's really romantic. But talk to me about the logistics.
Is she on the first floor? What if she's on the second floor, Roy?
And you she's on the second floor.
Oh, she's on the second floor. He can't get the ring up to her. What's she going to do, lower a bucket down?
He's going to get a fishing pole, attach it, and just pull it up.
I mean, you've got to get video of this if it goes down and send it to us. You know that, right, Chelsea?
Yes.
All right.
Let's move to the. We have to go to break real quick.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple people on hold, but we do have to take a break. But I mean, most of the people that are texting in are basically telling you to leave it up to him. Like, don't say anything to her. Give him your advice on what you think, but let him make the decision. All right.
Yeah.
All right, and like, if it does happen, make sure you take video and send it to us. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks. There's Chelsea, and should she?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
So while you're sitting at home with your family or with your loved one, whatever it may be, you're probably trying to figure out things to do to keep from being bored all the time or keep the kids from doing homework all the time. And one of those things might be a board game, Loren. Roy, Loren's not here today. Sorry.
I know I'm beautiful, but so thank you.
No, I was looking at can't beat Loren, so I said it out loud. One of those could be like doing board games.
Yeah. Nicole and I really want to play chess together, but, you know, social distancing.
Right. And you decided that moving her pawn wouldn't be the best thing. Not in this day and age.
No,
you don't want to move a pawn. Well, there is a guy who's a married father of three, and he posted on Reddit, and said that he's a stay-at-home worker and a teacher, like a lot of our parents. He spends a lot of his day coming up with new and exciting ways to keep the kids busy. His kids are 5, 7, and 10, and they play games. But the competitive nature in him leads it so that he wins the games, and it aggravates his wife. She thinks I should let them beat me at checkers and Connect Four mainly, but I tell her if I let them beat me, then they will never learn how to win. Well, as you can imagine, Reddit blew up.
But also, if they keep losing, they're not going to have fun, and they're not going to want to play.
He goes on to say, my 10-year-old likes to play chess with me, and he beat me the other night, and if I let him win all the time, he would have never gotten better and beat me on his own. Now, I grew up in a pretty competitive family. Like, my dad and my older brother were really competitive to the point where, like, if I went to shoot the basketball in the driveway when I was little, they would swat it away. And their point was, you got to learn to shoot over people that are taller than you. You know, you got to figure out your shot. And I go, I'm not training to be on the Knicks. I just want to play some basketball and maybe get a ball in the hoop so I'm not completely emasculated out here as an 8-year-old. Like, can I get something? But no, like, there's a joke in the Maney family that even to this day, like, games aren't games. Games are real life. You know what I mean? Like, if you're playing something.
You're the family that would, like, freak out over a Monopoly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, like my brother would try and bankrupt me, and I'm 11 years old.
Well, you should have made better decisions. I don't understand mortgage.
Yeah, I can't. What? You land on Boardwalk, and I have to go get real money out of my bank.
Yeah, you're playing Monopoly. You're trying to refinance through a loan pronto.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I thought that was funny. So if you are playing games with the family, let the little ones win every once in a while. I know it's the whole everyone gets a trophy mentality, but take it from someone who grew up in a family where you never won. It gets old, it stinks, and then you get deterred. You don't want to play.
Yeah, like one out of every 10, give them a bow.
That's not terrible. All right, let's play our game.
Yeah, so Loren is out. She has a little bit of a stomach bug. But so instead of playing Can't Beat Loren, let's play Can't Beat Loren Robot.
Mm-hmm. We got Robot Ren.
Yeah, we got Robot Ren. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call if you want to play.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
I'm kind of sad, Roy.
Why?
Because we have Loren's home with a stomach bug, and she can't play. But we have Robot Ren here ready to play, and nobody wants to play against Robot Ren. We had one person, we couldn't hear them. So maybe if you have a good phone and you want to play, call right now, 704-570-9595. You play Can't Beat Loren against Robot Ren. But we'll let Loren go first.
Okay.
We'll see if anybody else just wants to answer some questions against her, okay? All right, Robot Ren, Matthew McConaughey is putting smiles on the faces of seniors in his home state of Texas. He played virtual bingo via Zoom with senior living residents. True or false, you know him from the Lincoln car commercial. Matthew McConaughey, is that true or false, Robot Ren?
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. You going to give us the answer? Or is that your answer? Robot Ren.
Are you ready for it?
No, that's incorrect. How's this bit going, Roy? Oh, you can't hear? You should be able to hear me, Roy. Why can't you hear? Are you there? I lost you, Roy. Where's your mic? Hold on. Oh, boy. Ah, you know, I had a whole Robot Ren thing planned. Hold on, you guys. I lost Roy's microphone, I guess. It says connecting, bud, so we'll get you back here in a second. But in the meantime, I'll say hi and play for real with Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Not great. Not great. Roy's microphone is disconnected. Loren's out with a stomach bug, and Robot Ren wants to play against you. So let's ask you these questions and see how you do, Ashley, in Charlotte, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Matthew McConaughey is putting smiles on the faces of seniors in his home state of Texas. He played virtual bingo via Zoom with senior living residents. True or false, you've seen him in the Lincoln commercials. Is that true or false? All right. Did you say true?
True, yeah.
That is true. You got one right. Good for you. We'll see how many you can get right out of five. Queen Elizabeth gave a rare address offering hope amid the coronavirus. Her message was urging the world to unite her and her grandson was watching from California and was completely moved by the speech. Which prince now calls California home?
Prince
is that.
I'm going to just say Charles. I don't know.
Yeah. No, we were looking for Prince Harry, unfortunately.
Okay.
Roy, you're lucky for not being able to hear this, buddy. All right, Mr. Jada Pinkett Smith is doing his part to keep us entertained during quarantine. He launched a 12-part series on Snapchat. Who is Mr. Jada Pinkett Smith? What's his name?
Will Smith.
There you go, Will Smith. Let's see how you do on the last one. Investigation Discovery is doing an official limited series that'll be looking into the disappearance of Carol Baskin's ex-husband. We know that storyline from what Netflix show? Have you not watched this Netflix show, Ashley?
I mostly watch YouTube and Hulu, so...
Okay. Tiger King. Have you heard the show Tiger King?
I've seen the meme.
Okay.
I meant to watch it.
All right. Roy, are you back?
I am back.
Oh, you are so lucky because Robot Wren would have beaten Ashley, and Robot Wren had none of the answers right.
I was enjoying myself.
Ashley, thank you so much for calling and playing. How are you doing? Everything good in your world?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everything's good. I'm actually on my way to work right now.
What essential job do you have?
I'm actually an electronic specialist at Target.
Okay. Keeping the front lines moving at Target. Well, thanks for doing what you do, Ashley, and thanks for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
No problem. Thank you guys so much.
All right, have a great day, Ashley. Yeah, Roy, it went from ugly to worse.
Yeah, your internet just went out. I don't know what happened.
Well, that happens. That happens from time to time. But all right, we'll save Robot Wren for another day. Or maybe we'll put her on the podcast, on the Rap Party podcast today.
Yeah, maybe this is a sign never to do that again.
I don't know. I find Robot Wren funny. Maybe it's just me.
Kevin Hart
was going to be one of her answers. Hang tight, you guys. Coming back in less than 10 minutes. And speaking of the Rap Party podcast, something was brought up on yesterday's After the Show Rap Party podcast. Roy realized that something, he says he can live without it. Loren and I disagreed. We'll tell you what that is.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
It's called the Rap Party Podcast. You can get it on the Kiss 95.1 app or anywhere where you can get the MRL On Demand podcast. But it's called the Rap Party, and it's where we break down the show a little bit more in depth. We get to talk a little bit more about our lives, and we don't have time constraints. It's a bit more loose. Not so much filtered. And we were talking about, I was kind of conflicted because there are businesses that are deemed essential, but I don't think they're that essential.
All right. This is from yesterday's Rap Party podcast. Listen to this, y'all.
I'm okay with them only limiting sales of essential items. Walmart, you don't need to be selling TVs.
Nah, but see, people are self-quarantined right now.
Hide. I'm sorry.
If your TV breaks, Roy, you mean to tell me you don't think that's essential to get a new one?
It's not.
And you're stuck in the house 24/7? I don't even watch TV, and I think that's essential.
So, Roy, you really think that TVs are non-essential during these quarantine times?
It's not. I really don't. I mean, I think when I look out and everyone's out there driving, and I see so many cars on the roadway and everyone's going to Wally World and everyone's going to Target, I know that they're not getting bread and essential grocery items. I know that they're, you know, doing other things too. And I could do without a TV. I could.
All right. So if you could do without a TV, what item in your home have you realized that you can't live without during quarantine times? Because I realize it's so funny that we're bringing this up because I said something to Amanda the other day that we could not live without one appliance.
What is that?
I wanted to get on my knees and kiss the appliance.
The refrigerator?
No. Since we're staying home, we're now doing dishes and eating way more. And our dishwasher is the greatest invention ever because washing dishes by hand stinks.
Yeah.
And I hate loading and unloading the dishwasher, but I've realized like how important it is to the rotation of getting plates, silverware, and drink glasses all going while everybody's at home. So for me, I can't live without my dishwasher, Roy.
Okay. See what? But if it broke, I don't think necessarily that we need appliance stores open for you to go buy a new dishwasher. You could do it by hand.
No, that's fine. I agree with that. But doing it by hand sucks.
It does. And I think that's my whole point with like the TV. I'm like, yeah, it's great that we have it. However, you don't need the best sale on the TVs right now.
Right.
You know, like it's not the time. Just give it, like, just wait 2 weeks for, you know, this thing to die down.
So
however long, I don't know. Don't take what I just said. It's going to be gone in 2 weeks. Lord knows I'm going to get criticized for that.
Some new statistics came out, and all the news stations are playing them locally here, that says that the curve could be coming by April 14th, and then after that it flattens out pretty fast. But if Nicole and I came over to your house today and grabbed your TVs.
Okay. I mean, I still got my phone. I still got my computer. I still got iPad. I got a bunch of other things I can do without my TV.
All right, so
by the way, I feel the same way about people going to Lowe's. You can't tell me everyone going to Lowe's and Home Depot has an essential item that's broken in their home and like their house is leaking water and they need a repair. No, they're out there getting fertilizer, doing gardening. They're doing home improvement projects. Now's not the time for home improvement projects. Just delay it a little bit.
You mean magnolias aren't essential items?
No, they're not.
All right, well, then play this game with me. What item in your house did you realize that you can't live without?
Air conditioning. I tell you what, if I don't have air conditioning, I'm booking a hotel. I am booking a hotel without AC.
Producer Nicole, are you listening? Can you hear us? Or are you in another project? What item did you realize that you can't live without during quarantine times? Anything?
You know, I don't know. I think it's probably streaming services.
Yeah.
That's probably my number one, is because I have all the streaming services. Now, I don't pay for all of them, but I have all the streaming services. And there's been multiple times where I've thought about disconnecting one or the other. And now I'm just like, no, can't do it.
Yeah. Nicole said services, plural, streaming services. Like, maybe you've realized during quarantine times that like one's just not enough. Like, you got to have that Disney Plus. Like, when you were working, Netflix was fine. But now that you're quarantined, you got to have all of them. Or as many as you can.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some calls on this because I'm curious to hear what you guys realize that you can't live without. Roy says he can live without his TV. I couldn't.
704-570-9595. By the way, a lot of text messages saying that people agree with me. I appreciate it. We got 704 saying I agree with Roy. I work at Target, and we're waiting them for to stop the sales on non-essential items. Like, do you really need to decorate the house right now? See, I'm telling you.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show. Loren's not here today. She got the stomach bug from her son, who is feeling ill. And so she'll be back hopefully with us tomorrow. But Roy, we're talking about something that was discussed on yesterday's Rap Party podcast.
Yeah, where were you? I was just kind of making an observation that I feel like everything's essential. Like, as far as the shutdown goes, I mean, it's not that much different. The stores are open.
We got a text message from someone earlier this morning that said 485 is a parking lot right now because of an accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's that many people on the road?
Yeah, and I said, geez, you know, what about the stay-at-home orders? And the person texted back that it must not be happening.
I mean, you got restaurants you can't eat in, okay? You got takeout there. You got breweries and bars that are closed. And I know a lot of people are working from home. I get that. But
sporting
as far as
events are not happening. Nobody's going. No high schools.
Get that.
No
but
schools.
But like, you could still, if you wanted to, you could go to Target every day if you wanted.
Yeah.
You just walked around and had a good time. Go to the parks. You could. I mean, and there's a lot of people out on the roads. And, you know, I saw some map of like, I don't know if it was true. I don't know how they would even do the statistics on this, but it talked about the movement of Americans during the coronavirus, and people like up in like the Northeast, like in New York, it was not a lot of movement, but like down in the South, Southeast, it was a huge amount of movement. We're just all moving around. Florida was a hotbed of movement, you know, and I'm like, how do we limit that? I don't know. So we were talking about what's essential and what's not essential, and I made the comment that, you know, like people like at Target and Walmart, they don't necessarily need to be selling TVs right now.
Excuse me. I just got it, apparently. I don't know. No, I went to take a breath, and then I just coughed. All right, so we actually want to hear from you because Roy says he can live without the TV. Yep. And I realized what I can't live without. I told Roy I cannot live without my dishwasher because we're home more, me, my wife, my daughter, and my son. That means we're doing way more dishes. And I'm doing dishes twice a day now where I used to do them once a day. And doing them by hand, to me, would just stink. So, like, I told Amanda the other day, I love our dishwasher. This is the item I can't live without. Like, the microwave, all right, you know, you could use an oven or you can use a toaster oven, whatever.
Sure.
It does go slower. The refrigerator, of course, we all need that. But, like, what items have you realized since the quarantine that you guys can't live without or, like, you just cherish now more than ever? 704-570-9595.
I have been using my air fryer the most that it's ever been used.
The air fryer?
The air fryer. It's typically stayed dormant in a shelf, and it's now sitting out on the counter.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's things like that that we want to hear from you guys. What are you using now more than ever during quarantine times? Get on the phone with us. Roy, good news. Apparently a pastor in Texas has blown the coronavirus away.
Well, thank the Lord.
So let me set the stage for you. He's one of the wealthiest pastors in the country. And he's on the stage in the middle with two people on either side of him flanking him from a safe 6-foot social distance space from each other. But he's in this giant church where I guess ordinarily, you know, hundreds of people would gather. Nobody is there. He's a televangelist, so of course his show's on TV or streaming wherever. And he says this. You guys, listen to this great news.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Oh, yeah, the flankers just repeat everything he says.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Did he spit?
Yeah, he spit. Droplets, people, droplets. That's what we have to avoid.
He just spit on the coronavirus?
He spit and blew the coronavirus away, but at the same time, he put droplets all over his lector.
Okay.
And then, Roy, you can hear the flankers also blow it away because they follow whatever he says. So here's the televangelist doing it again. They all blow it away, too.
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
He has a scary voice.
He's very thorough.
I believe him just based upon his voice.
He's very thorough in his teachings. Now, listen, I didn't grow up in a church like that. I grew up Catholic. The type of church that you grew up in where your preacher kind of yelled and was very animated like that, good for you because based on new statistics that came out yesterday, you know what? The dude's not wrong. He apparently blew the coronavirus away because it looks like on a new model that the curve is going to be, you know, we're going to really peak around April 14th. Yeah. And then it flattens out pretty quickly after that.
Oh, well, you got him down in Texas blowing it away.
You want to hear that again?
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I love the guys that blow with him.
And some of them are weak. Some of them hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Heat!
I don't know.
Heat!
Burn this thing!
Burn this thing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Satan, Jesus. You bow your knee.
Satan, you bow your knee.
You fall on your face.
You fall on your face.
He's committed.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Man, being from the South, we had so many churches like that. So many. I mean, I remember one church I went to. The preacher didn't want to wear shoes on when he was up at the pulpit. Not pulpit. What is that called? A pulpit? The stand.
Sure. Where? Or the altar? Or
the altar. I don't know. Whatever, the podium. He didn't want to wear shoes on the podium because that was holy ground.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, hey, whatever rules you want to go by.
Didn't you also go to the church with the snakes?
And we did have a downstairs, little shelter that they would keep the snakes. Yeah, a little white church.
Yeah, the little white church. And if the rattlesnake bit you, Producer Nicole, that meant that Satan was in you. And Producer Nicole,
wasn't good.
You know, the weird thing about her in religion is that she was the, what was it called? The Bible?
I did Bible drill.
Bible drill.
Yeah.
She was like the Bible drill champ.
No, I wasn't the champ, but I did like qualified. I can't even remember, to like go to states or something.
And religious states?
And the Bible drill, for those people that might not know, is like when you have to say, find a verse, and then you have to quickly go through the Bible to find it?
Yeah, so like me and all the contestants stand on in front of the church, and then, you know, everyone's in the pews, the audience, and you have your Bible, you're holding it, you have your right hand on the bottom, you have your left hand on top, and it's closed. And then the preacher will say, okay, Corinthians 3:16. Obviously, that's the only one I know. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, okay, go. And then you have to open it and be the first one to get to Corinthians 3:16, have it, you know, like finger hold and then recite it.
All right.
Wow. That's
so I have a trophy
that
or two.
That even exists. Yeah. I would have never thought that existed.
And our Nicole was the champ at it.
I know.
Yeah. I can name all the Bible. Are they chapters?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can name all the chapters. I got a song that goes with it.
Did you get a trophy of like Luke? one of the disciples is
no, I think it's just a cross, but I legit have a trophy or two that, and it says Bible drill.
Okay.
That's awesome. I mean, listen, we didn't have competitions in my church. We spoke in tongues if the Lord was in you. Okay. And you all of a sudden got taken all over,
right.
Which was so strange because you weren't supposed to touch those people, but they would fall hard to the ground. Hard to the ground. And you're like, can someone please break their fall? They're going to get concussions in the church house.
All right. Thanks, Producer Nicole, for being the champ of the MRL Morning Show. Hey, up next, we got to tell you, did you guys hear the news? Three people that normally are really competitive and go up against each other have been brought together because of COVID-19. We'll explain around 8:20.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
But honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So there's something really cool going on, and I love when all the networks get together and they put like, no matter what is going on competitively, like ABC, NBC, and CBS, Roy, are like the big TV networks.
Yeah, and they're always trying to get the bigger audience. They're always fighting for that rating.
Yeah, and if I remember right, the last time all the networks got together to do something in a big way was obviously after 9/11. And the pandemic we're dealing with now on a lot of levels is way worse than 9/11 ever was with, airline travel. I have a friend who's a pilot for American who said, you know, one of his senior captains was telling him that travel now is way worse than it ever was post 9/11. And, you know, the networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC all have their late night guys.
Yep. They have Jimmy Kimmel. They have Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert. They all do the late night talk shows on their respective networks, and they're all going to be teaming up on April 18th at 8 p.m. for a big concert. It's a 2-hour special called One World Together at Home. They're going to have Paul McCartney, Elton John, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Stevie Wonder, John Legend, Chris Martin, Keith Urban.
That's awesome.
The list is unbelievable with how many stars are going to be performing. It's going to be broadcasted on ABC, NBC, and CBS.
And other cable networks, too.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert, I imagine, would all be on their... I wonder.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All just be on their network from their home. That's probably gonna how it's gonna have to go. Although if it's simulcast, that's true.
Simulcast. They're probably all gonna be on stage. They'll probably make jokes how they're supposed to hate each other, but they don't.
Well, they can't be on stage together.
Why not?
You think they're all gonna be in one spot, 6 feet apart from each other?
Why not? I'm sure at one point, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I thought they would be at home.
At home? Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. The social distancing.
Did you forget about the social distancing, bud? You haven't been out of the house in 3 weeks.
I did, you know? But you've just seen these walls.
Meanie, what am I missing here? Why wouldn't they be on stage with each other?
Why wouldn't they have their arms around each other having a good time?
So, this is happening on April 18th. ABC, CBS, and NBC. And other cable networks are going to be showing us the. It's all brought to you by Global Citizen and WHO, the World Health Organization. And by the way,
WHO. I don't think they call it WHO.
No, I call it WHO.
Okay.
Lady Gaga put it together too, with the help of Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's cool because she pulled it together within, like, this concert's going to come together in a couple weeks. Meanwhile, we got to start planning Gravedigger's Ball like 10 months in advance.
I know. When everybody's available, then, you know, I guess it's easier to do, Roy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's cool. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert all be hosting from their homes, I imagine, April 18th on all their networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS. It's always good to see them come together. Now, likewise, we'll be doing a radio special with Ace and TJ and Bob and Sherry. Did you know that?
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
I would love to do a radio special, especially with Ace and TJ.
I don't think they like us. And I mean, I have nothing against them. They beat us all the time in ratings for years, but...
Yeah, I like them.
You know, and then when we started beating them, they got mad. Like I used to get messages on social media from one of the two of them, and then after we started beating them, it stopped.
Yeah.
So
listen, we're all one big family.
For COVID-19, we should be. Amen to that, yeah, sister.
I know.
All right. Well, speaking of COVID-19, Roy, you got some big news to tell us. Look on the show sheet. What's coming up next, dude?
Well, hang on here.
I'm navigating
my windows.
What is coming up next?
Big news. What time is it? Oh, yeah. I'm now. Okay, listen. Let me tell you why this is complicated for me to know what's coming up next. I'm literally, if anyone thinks that I'm in an elaborate studio at my home, I'm not. I'm on like a two, like, this is like a 1 foot by 2 feet bench, and I'm huddled next to a blanket, and I'm trying to shuffle 40 pieces of papers and one computer screen.
I can't, wait to have you back.
I know. Whereas when we're in the studio, we have multiple screens. I can have everything laid out and I'm all prepared. So I'm not as quick in my 2 foot bench here. But we have someone by the name of Matt King. He's from Charlotte. He's a friend of mine. He was trapped in Peru. He was in a hostel. He was there traveling. The quarantine orders came down. Martial law was in effect in Peru, and he was unable to leave the country. Well, we got him home. He's back. How he got here, who got him back here, we're going to have him on the show coming up at 5.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren is not feeling well today, so she will hopefully join us tomorrow. She had the stomach bug that her son had. She talked in depth about it yesterday morning, early, and then ended up getting the same thing.
Yep, so you get me, Roy, and Maney. We're still here to make you laugh. Hopefully, Leroy will be back with us tomorrow.
Producer Nicole is here, too. Speaking of producer Nicole, she and my son, Dean, are the front people for our MRL show's Operation Kids Care, which is now entering its third week, and it has been overwhelmingly positive, the amount of cards that we've received for people in long-term care facilities, whether you want to call them nursing homes or whatever you want to call them. They're places where, you know, the people who need 24/7 care get it. And the problem with that right now is because of COVID-19, they can't see friends or family. So they're not getting any interaction. And from what we heard from a lot of people, they're not even doing, you know, group gatherings right now. Some facilities have, you're just stuck in your room.
Right.
So Nicole said what she was going to do, what she heard a long time ago, was, hey, write cards to these people in these care facilities. And then Dean heard that and said to my wife, you know, his mom, hey, I'd love to do that too. So they kind of became the front people for MRL Show's Operation Kids Care, Roy.
Yes.
And we want 1,000 cards, and we've got close to 500. But every time we talk about it, another facility in the Carolinas says, hey, we would love for you to bring some cards our way.
So we desperately need more cards.
So we took to the news this morning. Dean and I yesterday recorded a video, and it aired on WCCB this morning. That's the good news. The bad news is the reporter, I think her name is Bridget, she doesn't know how to pronounce my name. So listen to this. What else is new? Story of my life.
We want to give a shout out to our friends at Kiss 95.1's, say it.
Manny.
Manny Roy.
Thank you, Derek, for coming to my rescue, buddy. She didn't say Manny. I'll give her that. Let's see if she hits Loren right.
Say it.
Manny.
Manny Roy and Loren.
There you go.
No, she said Loren right. I think it's Larissa, by the way, or Larissa. Larissa.
Oh, okay. I don't know who does the morning show over there. I really don't, because it rotates. Derek has worked with everybody. I know Derek and Nicole and Tripp. So, Larissa, is that her name?
I think so. But hey, you know what? We can't throw stones. We can't even figure out her name. So.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Bridget is working with our friend Paige over on the Fox morning show. That's what it is. Bridget just joined over there. Okay, here is the
morning show.
That's right. They started something called Operation Kids Care to help those feeling lonely during the pandemic. Oh, wow. Manny and his son Dean are here to explain how it works.
It's about making people in nursing homes feel like they're not alone because their friends and family can't visit them because Corona.
So we started this initiative a couple weeks ago, and we're getting hundreds of cards, but we still need hundreds more. The Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show, we are trying to collect 1,000 cards to give to different facilities all across the Carolinas. What are some of the things you can write in the cards, Dean?
Baskets, put sticker eggs in there.
Maybe write jokes.
Maybe write jokes. Write a little story.
Isn't Dean awesome? Meanie, you're all right, too. You can mail the cards to the address on the screen. Do we have that? It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, 1520 South Boulevard, Suite 300.
I love that. I want to make a little card now.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Easter, draw an Easter bunny.
Yeah, that's good. We think adults could do the cards, too, you know?
Yeah, I did cards. My mom did cards, of course. I mean, anyone who can be capable of doing cards, because there's so many people that need these cards. There's so many facilities that are reaching out to us. They think that it would really cheer up the residents, which, by the way, tells me there's a lot of facilities with a lot of sad residents. And so let's try to cheer everyone up.
Yep. 1520 South Boulevard. The details are at kiss95.1.com. Producer Nicole, that was a pretty cool thing, huh?
Yeah, that was cute.
Your initiative got on the...
Not you, Dean.
The initiative got on TV. Good for you. How are we looking this week?
We are looking good. Like I said this yesterday, we need 200 cards this week. My goal is to send to one facility that has 100 residents, and then the second facility has 90 residents. So our goal for this week is 200, and then we've got another goal of two more for next week.
Okay. Awesome. All right. All the details at kiss95.1.com. Roy, I would love to talk to your buddy Matt, who we spoke with almost a week ago, who was stuck in Peru after a vacation turned into isolation, really.
I know. He said he was having issues calling. Like, it was just ringing here. So we'll try to maybe call him and see if we can figure out our phone issues.
All right. Love to talk to Matt coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
With Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
We have Matt King joining us here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Matt lives right here in Charlotte, and he was traveling to Peru where when he was there, that's when the big quarantine, the big lockdown occurred, where Trump didn't allow anyone back in to America due to COVID-19. And he found himself in a hostel in Peru where there were a lot of people with coronavirus. And at one point, he was even exhibiting coronavirus symptoms, and he couldn't get out of the country. He couldn't get supplies. He was eating oatmeal for dinner. There was not much there to help him. So we were doing everything we could to get him back, and we are happy to report Matt is in America.
Hey!
He's on American soil, thankfully. So let's bring him on. Welcome, Matt, to the Mania One of the Rim Morning Show. Hey, bud.
Thanks, Roy, for having me. Yep, I'm glad to be back in U.S. soil.
Now, you're a Charlotte native. Are you not in Charlotte yet?
No, I'm in Charlotte. We flew into Miami and made our way up the coast. And, we went to the car. And, we stopped in Savannah. And, just did a two-day trip here.
So, tell us, so when you were in Peru, I know at one point you and I were sending each other messages, and I kind of felt like, Matt, you were losing hope because you were like, hey, the last plane out of Peru leaves Friday because the government was trying to charter planes, and you felt like you were not going to be on that plane.
Yeah, no, with us being a high-risk group, with our close exposure to the virus, they didn't want us on a charter plane. So, I mean, I had totally made up my mind and just totally accepted that I was going to be there for at least like 3 to 4 more weeks.
And tell us how'd you get notified that you were like, how did that process go? Hey, you're leaving the country.
So there were 5 people in my hostel from Florida that had been working tirelessly just calling the embassy like 10 times a day, talking to senators, congressmen, congresswomen. And they sent in our group chat. They're like, hey, we got a flight home. It's going to be $90,000. Like, do you guys want to split it with us? The 5 people and me and another guy from California were like, we don't have that kind of money, so we're going to stay here.
Bro, like 90% of the population would agree with you that, like, that sounds fun, but I'm out.
Yeah, and they said, they're like, no, it's fine. There's no down payment. You can just worry about it later. Like,
oh, the American way.
Yeah, that's so American. So then they report back to Washington, and they're like, all right, we're going to see if we can get the cost down. And then they get the cost down like to a fraction of what it was, and me and the other guy were like, okay, like that's affordable. We need to go home now.
Oh, that's amazing. So, and that was a week ago. Like, Matt, we had you on, I want to say, last Tuesday at this time, and like so much has changed in 7 days. It's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, things move very fast. All the other all the other embassies were like really ahead of us on just like getting people supplies, getting food, and just calling their citizens every day, which I didn't get, I guess, a lot of, but I know the embassy was working, but like we got the final flex, because everyone's still there, and it's like America hasn't been doing anything, and then boom, they get a private jet out to 7 people.
Also, the American way. Johnny come lately is like last minute, bring in private jet, get everybody out.
I know. Yeah, I was like that's one way to end it, though. The America sends a private jet.
Yeah, it was actually the jet that was used in 2014 to get people back from Africa with Ebola.
Oh, good. It's the quarantine jet.
That was freaking me out.
It's a medical evacuation jet.
Yeah, yeah. Matt King from Charlotte, Roy's buddy, on the phone with Manny, Roy, and Loren, was on with us last week, stuck in Peru with no signs of being able to come home. Now we're happy to report he's back home in Charlotte. You're listening to his story. How are you feeling? Last time we talked to you 7 days ago, you felt like you were having the symptoms of COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's a good thing that I'm self-isolating.
Yeah.
So you do feel like you still are suffering from some of the symptoms?
No, the symptoms have dissipated, but I mean, I'm now just doing my part, staying away from absolutely everybody. Friends have reached out. They're like, hey, I want to see you, but like, I can't right now. And it's like, yeah, I know, like no secret.
Yeah, you won't see Roy for a year, I'm sure, until there's a cure.
Probably 3 years.
Yeah, I've kind of felt like, coming back and, like, everyone knowing that what I've been through, it's kind of like everyone's like, oh, I'm so glad you're back, but, like, I kind of see you as a leopard.
Yeah, no, now's the time when Matt wishes all of his friends were moving apartments and homes and stuff, and they wouldn't reach out to him for help. Like, I'm moving, but I don't need your help, Matt. You're good, dude. I appreciate it. I got to get this piano up 5 flights of stairs, but, I don't need your help.
But yeah.
Matt, we're happy you're back. We're happy you're back in America, back in Charlotte. We were worried about you, man. So glad you can make it back, and try not to travel anytime soon, okay?
No problem at all.
Not good advice, Roy. Yeah. All right, bud. And keep us updated. Let us know when were you tested when you came into the country?
No. Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I wasn't tested. They kind of just let us off the plane.
Yeah, yeah. That is really concerning.
Hang on. What? They just stopped the plane and let you off and went back to, like, went into Miami.
Yeah, no, there's no guidelines. And they asked us if we were showing symptoms on the plane, and I was no longer showing symptoms. They're like, oh, okay. And then so when we got out of the hostel, we were given, like, gowns, masks, gloves, and we were put in the back of, like, basically an ambulance and drove, like, 20 minutes, and they drove us 10 feet away from the jet. Then we got on the jet.
Took him out to the Everglades and let him go away from everybody.
He Ubered back, you know.
Yeah. And as soon as we landed at a small airport in Miami, and we're checking through customs, and the guy, like, checking us in has no idea where we came from. He's like, oh, did you guys have a good trip? Just laughed.
Dude. Okay.
America is screwed.
Yeah, we have all just been, like, just shaking our heads. Like, we see people, like, outside everywhere. And coming from the situation that we came in, we're like, yeah, these are not the proper measures.
All right. Well, at least Matt's
to be taken right now.
Yeah, at least you're smart enough. You're back. You're in the United States. You're back home in Charlotte, and you're self-isolating. There's nothing else you could do, bud. Quarantine for 14 days, and we'll check in with you again.
Yeah, just living this crazy world we're living in right now. But hope to God things go back to normal in months.
Yeah, well, there were some positive models that came out yesterday that the local news is reporting that maybe the curve is going to start flattening around the 15th, 16th of April, which is next week. So we'll see.
All right, Matt.
Okay, well, Trump said everything will go back to normal by Easter, so counting on that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, bye.
All right, see you. There's Matt. Dude, I knew that question was going to be a million-dollar question. Did they test him? Because he didn't say anything about being tested.
No, I really thought that there was going to be some CDC measure when he got back.
Like, stop. Nobody off the plane.
Nobody
hold on a second.
Him.
Nope.
You know, like, to give him a private ride to get his own car. No, you just go walk around.
Welcome to the United States of America.
That's nuts.
Collect your bag from the back of the plane and head on out. Florida don't. Well, you know what it is? It's state by state. So it's like Florida don't want you. Get to Georgia.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren not here today. She has a stomach bug. We'll check in with her after the show and make sure she's feeling okay, but we expect her back tomorrow. Something really weird happened to me in the last 24 hours, Roy.
What's up?
And it has to do with binge-watching YouTube. On Sunday night, my wife and I watched on YouTube Urban Explorers. These are the guys and gals that go into areas that are, you know, supposedly abandoned for one reason or another, or you know, construction sites that are unfinished, and they just kind of explore these buildings and structures.
And it's cool because it's like they're like time capsules, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in a lot of ways they are. And one of the things that we started going down the foxhole of was we binge-watched on YouTube Urban Explorers looking at old mansions.
Okay.
Left abandoned. And one of the mansions is in Ontario, Canada. And it's a log cabin mansion. It looks like like somebody's mountain house. But the way the Urban Explorer on YouTube explained it was it's like on 9 acres of land, but it would be the equivalent to like 9 acres of land in Ballantyne, where all around that 9 acres is your ordinary neighborhood.
Okay.
So they had to go up this long driveway to get to this abandoned log cabin. And they said somebody who owned it was in the car business in Canada and built this beautiful what looked like a vacation log home. It's 6,000 square feet, got beautiful wood log cabin look, you know, huge bathrooms. Now, the Urban Explorer is walking through it, and it's already been destroyed by, like, a lot of local kids and stuff that have kicked holes in the walls and, you know, smashed mirrors. But you get the idea that it was a beautiful three-story log cabin at one point, 6,000 square feet. So Amanda and I are watching that on Sunday night. It's the last one we watch before we go to bed after watching, like, five of these. So I get curious last night after we put the kids down, and I don't go back on YouTube. I Google log cabin in Ontario in the town that it's in to try and find more information on the guy who owned it, who built this place. Dude, the first thing that comes up is a Twitter feed of the house, the log cabin, on fire. And I'm like, oh, it burnt down. I wonder when the Urban Explorer went in there, like how long has it been burnt? I looked at the tweet. The tweet was from yesterday, 3 hours before I looked it up. The thing burnt yesterday after Amanda and I watched it Sunday night.
When was the Urban Explorer in there?
So it, what happened was the reason why...
Maybe he did it.
Well, that, I mean, listen, there's all sorts of theories on who burnt it, whether it was kids in the neighborhood. The guy that owned it, his name's Thomas Blake. Thomas Blake sold it. He didn't just like run away from it. He moved everything out and sold it for a good amount of money to a developer who's going to put another, you know, 1,200 homes on 9 acres.
Sure.
So the house just stood there. The structure stood there, but there was nothing in it. So the word is that it could have been a bunch of kids that started the fire. Like it's, they've tried to light it on fire before, like, you know, kids camping inside of it. The fire got out of control. Either way, I just found it incredibly ironic that we watched a special on this on Sunday night, and then all of a sudden I Google to find out information about it, and it burnt down yesterday. What are the chances?
That's weird.
Right?
That is really weird.
Hey, what is your... Go ahead.
I've been getting into the Urban Explorers, which, by the way, for anyone who's into urban exploring, it is bad because it is trespassing. So, but it is so fascinating to watch on YouTube. And the urban explorers that I've been into are people that are breaking into amusement parks. And so, like, there's this guy that's breaking into Disney, and, like, you see him literally sneaking past security guards. And he's going to the water parks, and he's on the roller coasters, and he's inside the animatronics, you know, because Disney's very theatrical. Like, it's not like Carowinds. It's like slow shows in some of the rides. And he gets right up close in there. And he's been, by the way, been banned from Disney, like, for life.
This he got busted.
Yeah. Well, because he posted them on YouTube. And Disney's trying to pull it all down. I mean, he broke into Walt Disney's plane, which is now, I guess, part of a museum, or it's on the property just to look at or whatever. He broke into that. And I've been so fascinated about this urban exploring.
Yeah.
And a couple of times he gets caught by the security, and it ends with him running.
Wow.
Running away from him.
Let's do this, because somebody just texted from area code 980 and said that my YouTube foxhole is women who have their husbands killed. I've been watching YouTube stories on that. So, what is your current YouTube foxhole? Like, what are you watching one episode after another of?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy, what is your YouTube foxhole currently?
Currently, it is people breaking into Disney. Yeah. Which is bad. It's really bad, but it's so fascinating.
I'm watching urban explorers go into old mansions. 704-570-9595. You can call us or text us what your current quarantine YouTube binge routine is. Somebody said that there's a group of Russians that do daredevil stuff, like climb on top of tower cranes and walk all the way out on the end with GoPros and point it down.
Really?
I hate watching it, but can't stop. 704 said that. 828 said any and all Watch Mojo top 10 lists.
Okay. There are some interesting, like, there's these guys that go to the top. It's like three stories, and they drop things from it, and they see, like, what breaks, what doesn't break. That's a pretty good channel.
Okay. How about YouTube Trailer Trash Tammy? She's hilarious.
I know Tammy.
704 says, my boyfriend watches Storm Chasers. Now, I do, too, I have to be honest. There's one with Reed Timmer. He's awesome. And now the boyfriend wants her to do the storm chasing with him.
Oh.
803 says, I've been watching the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Okay.
That's funny. Roy, it's less interesting to you, but I've also been on a big sports, like old sports games YouTube binge, watching old Hornets games from the early 90s when they were kind of at their peak and their pinnacle in the early days.
I've been noticing they've been airing old sports games, and I'm like, who's watching this crap? But it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
It's you watching it. Also, have you gotten into ASMR videos on YouTube?
ASMR.
That's like when they like whisper and try to talk real soft and they'll like cut soap. Like, all right, it is time to cut the soap right
you
now.
You told us about this a long time ago. I remember you and your soap video fascination.
Yeah, they would just sit there and they try to calm you down. They're like, this right here is a dial of soap and we're making little rivets. Let's go ahead and cut the soap.
Oh, that would drive me nuts. Oh, just you doing it is driving me nuts.
And they just talk real soft like this.
Oh, that's crazy. I like 980 texted a while ago. I think this is the winner of the shows to watch. I've been watching shows on how women kill their husbands and get away with it.
You know, my mom watches that stuff. And I'm like, if dad ever shows up dead, I'm pointing the police towards you.
Yeah, exactly.
She watches that stuff way too much.
Let's see. 803 said, Roy, I live for the lip gloss ones that you're talking
the
about.
ASMR? I don't know.
Oh, Roy, we would like this one. 704 texted in and said, I watch airplane landings from inside the cockpit. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if they have to abort the landing. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know. Keep them coming. You can always follow us on our socials at the MRL Show and check out the Rap Party podcast and the replay of the show on the app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.